Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us. Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So, Craig, I don't know until Trump names a Secretary of International Masturbation.
Mm-hmm.
We've named you the Commissioner of International Masturbation. Got an email here. This guy says, thanks to cruises. Now, we don't know if he got off the ship and did his international masturbation.
Mm-hmm.
But should you have to get off the ship and go onto the mainland in order for it to count as an international masturbation episode?
Yeah, because Puss has been on those ships, and I've seen those ships when I was in Cabo. They're not like sitting on the beach. They're out.
No.
Well, so you have to dinghy on the port.
Well, yeah, but you still got to dinghy it in.
You're still in the water.
Right. It's a small city right outside the water.
Yeah. Cabo was like that. In the Bahamas, we actually pulled in.
Okay.
To the port, we walked off the docks and right onto the land.
Yeah, those more popular places, they'll dig big enough trenches.
Yeah.
I docked it.
Yep.
Yeah, you docked it all right.
Where the cruise ship can roll in.
Yeah.
So what do you say?
Boy, I don't know. That's a tough one.
I said it doesn't count unless you're on the ground.
That's a tough one. I mean, if it's national masturbation that you're going for, does it count if you're inside the airport, for instance? I think it's the same question.
You're on the ground.
Yeah, you're on the ground.
You're on the ground.
Yeah, but you're inside the airport.
I know, but I already said, we already used that. We already ruled on that.
What was your rule?
Well, not about the masturbation part, but if I've only been like to the, well, I've actually got off the airplane, but if I've only been to an airport, I consider myself to have been in that state. Maybe not visited it, but I was in that state.
All right, then
on the ground, yes.
Then the
not
boat counts.
Anymore. Okay. Yeah, but you're not on the ground.
If you're going, I don't care. Okay. If you're going with the first one, then you have to go with the boat counts.
Yeah, I think the boat only counts.
Because you have to masturbate, though, on ground.
What?
He's still in the water. So
if he
goes in the ground and
boat's tied up
by another room.
Boat's tied up.
I see where Craig's going with this. It just depends on your mode of transportation at that point.
So
the airport or the port of call.
I meant getting out of the airplane and going into the airport on the ground.
No, you're still in port. Port's a port. So, whether it's an airport or a seaport.
As long as you're looking at the Cayman Islands, through your window and masturbating, that's fine. It counts as the Cayman Islands.
If that is your national rule that the airport does not count, then your international rule must be the seaport does not count.
But we said the airport counts.
Oh, well, then the seaport counts.
I wasn't talking about masturbating in the airport. I was just talking about visiting.
Well, this conversation has nothing to do with visiting.
Yeah. If you think that I'm going to masturbate after this, you're right.
All right. Well, if it's good in the airport, then it's good in the seaport. Come on, kids. Daddy's got to masturbate.
Okay.
You can have a regular and be happy with your career and still masturbate in your closet, right?
I hate that clip because it sounds like it's 1984. It's old audio.
I'm going to go in the office and masturbate.
There you go.
That's a much cleaner.
I had to turn around.
2007.
Did you really?
I wasn't looking.
Sit next to the masturbator.
I don't know why I have all this mess. I didn't even put these in this morning. They were just there, left over from some other bit. There's a bunch of masturbation stuff in here now.
Of course there is.
Of course there is. All right.
That was probably all.
All right,
of it,
so
wasn't
that
it?
Dude masturbated in Jamaica.
And the Caymans.
We'll give him that.
And Mexico. Yeah. And Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that was a popular tourist destination. Are there resorts where there isn't squalor in Haiti?
Yes.
Because I saw a woman with a Haiti t-shirt on at
Yoga maybe she was down there to help out, help to build the houses after the typhoon or whatever hit it, you know.
Yeah, and they get you, they give you a T-shirt.
Maybe, yeah. So I'm watching. Speaking of, you know, places and T-shirts, blah, blah, blah. Veep last night. I only got a little bit into it. They're in the country of Georgia, you know, which used to be part of Russia, I guess. And she's there as a visiting dignitary. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is an ex-vice president, whatever, ex-president actually now. And a guy walks up to her, and some Russian guy. He's got a sweatshirt on that says the Chicago Bulls. It's got the Bulls logo and everything.
It's a knockoff Bulls logo.
And you got to look at it. Yeah, you got to look at it. But she's standing there talking to it, says Chicago Bulls.
That's funny.
With a knockoff Bulls logo.
I noticed that, and I waited for them to say something about it, and they just let it go.
That's why it was perfect letting it go, right? Yeah. Only thing would have been, I mean, I expected maybe like a, now that I saw the bit, I'm thinking maybe a, like a team that didn't win, but I like that one better.
Yeah.
Just a Chicago Balls. Misprint.
All right, Craig, a couple of things I wanted to check into, because I haven't been able to verify yet. Nothing about this on Snopes. And smoking guns usually pretty good. But there was a woman in Florida. She got busted from with an undercover cop. Her fee for oral sex.
No, we did a story.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, the chicken
no,
nuggets.
No, we didn't, but we have it in the stack.
Oh.
Okay.
I thought it was an old chicken nugget hooker story.
No, it's a new one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So when I saw it, I think, that's didn't have to go in rate anymore?
No.
Chicken nuggets for oral?
But she wanted money and nuggets.
All right.
And, okay, but the trouble with that particular story was...
Take the money and buy the nuggets.
According to the stories that I saw on that one... The she said that she would do it for $25, but she ended up doing it for $25 and nuggets and chicken nuggets.
Well, I threw them in.
Was that just a little tip?
I don't know.
Probably all of it, actually.
And does it have to be nuggets? Could it be fingers?
No, it was nuggets.
Or strips from like KFC or something.
I think it was nuggets.
I like the chicken nuggets.
Yeah, like yeah, I said,
they're puffed bread basically with something in there, but they're good.
I'm sure smoking gun gets sucked into some.
They probably do.
False reports.
There's
every
a whole
once
big
a
bit. There's a whole big bit. It's too tough to explain, but it's a whole big bit on Family Guy where Brian is hears Joe and his wife arguing about something, and he tells this big long convoluted story, which I'd never known about why In the Air Tonight.
Oh, yeah, Phil Collins.
Collins in the Air Tonight, written because he saw somebody getting stabbed. And they do this whole rap before, and then Brian's just sitting there listening to it. And she goes, well, that sounds fake. You better Snopes that. He goes, oh, yeah, that's fake. Never mind. But the story goes on forever.
Yeah. And it's one of those Family Guy things where they draw it out way too long.
But it's a big, long, involved conspiracy about some song.
And then it's nothing.
And he goes, oh, you better Snopes that. Sounds fake. Oh, yeah, I just Snopes that. It's fake. Neck. It was on the recent Family Guy.
See, I think years ago, Craig did a report on a woman who did it just for chicken nuggets.
I remember that.
That was her fee.
Yeah. And her face looked about like a chicken nugget hooker.
This chick wants cash.
Apparently, chicken nugget hooker is going to be a Deadpool name, by the way.
That was part of the negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
Is $25, and she wanted some chicken nuggets.
Damn right. That's why I always buy extra.
I don't know what size. Yeah. On the report, they show a box of six.
You should have a hooker just standing, you know, some streetwalker.
Nobody gets the six.
You get six and a half nuggets,
Nobody
actually.
Nobody gets six. That's not enough.
Seven if I'm excited.
Is there ever like a rogue French fry inside one of those orders of chicken nuggets?
That's always you know, the kids order chicken nuggets. They don't, but, you know.
That's always a great
surprise. I think they come from the same place.
There's always a rogue, a lot of times there's a rogue.
Onion ring
in the fries. You
yeah.
You gotta score.
Or sometimes you can get the onion ring in with the curly fries.
Yeah, I've noticed
and that's the real bonus.
Yeah, because I think they're
here comes
another
food conversation.
Yeah, I think they come out of the same basket.
This is
I think the chicken nuggets are probably done in a different spot.
The rings and the fries.
Further down the fryer.
Just think of the hooker you could get for onion rings. Holy crap.
Well, it wasn't part of the...
They'd probably step it up a little bit.
Wasn't part of the negotiation.
I bet you they're hotter, though. The chicks are like the onion rings over just the nuggets.
She might have shot for the onion rings and settled for the nuggets.
You don't kiss a hooker anyway.
Well, certainly...
No, she...
But certainly not one that's been eating onion rings.
Sure not.
According to two separate things I read...
Burger King onion rings, next morning, she's lighting up the room, so...
Yeah, but she's long gone by then, so...
Yeah,
pay her and send her on her way.
She might fart before that. That stuff goes right through you.
According to two things I read, including one of them at the Miami Herald, she agreed to do it for $25. As they briefly went back and forth on the price, she finally agreed to perform the act for $25 and chicken McNuggets.
So, Tom.
Yeah.
So why is she haggling? I mean, all he has to do is get her to say money. He's an undercover cop.
Well,
he probably only had $25 cash.
Maybe he said, more, no, really, let me give you some nuggets, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus this whole thing. Just,
eat a little something, yeah. Something.
It's just entrapment.
You look like you're, yeah. You look like you're a little underweight.
I love the smoking gun. They quote unquote what the guy said. They don't clean it up.
Well, the smoking gun generally is just looking at police reports.
Yeah.
They don't go by newspaper reports. They go specifically by the police reports.
Because a newspaper would never report, quote unquote, what he said. But they do reference it, and we missed this one. Last year, Ohio cops arrested a Backpage.com escort on a prostitution charge after she offered to perform oral sex on an undercover officer in return for $50 and a plate of nachos. So she's a little more high class.
Wow. Yeah, a plate. Yeah. Not a box.
And $50.
And some places, the plate of nachos is huge.
That's true.
I mean, that's a lot of food.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Man.
Especially if you get the fully loaded nachos.
Sure, yeah. Chicken and beef.
Right, these aren't your ballpark nachos with some of that fake cheese on it.
No.
The big tub of cheese that you put on the ballpark nachos.
Guac will be extra, though. No guac.
Ooh, I don't want guac from a hooker. If guac's showing up, you did something wrong. If guac starts showing up when you're with a hooker.
If you won all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Oh. Remember that dude?
Yep.
That was a Lotto clip. I forgot about that. Cocaine will get a better hooker than the nuggets will.
If she's a high-class hooker.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got cocaine. Don't give cocaine to a low-class hooker.
You could give her.
Give a low-class hooker crack.
Some guacamole.
Hello.
Or avocados.
Yeah.
If you won all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
You know, that guy's, I remember his story.
What was his story? He was messing, right? Well, he was screwing around.
Yes,
right?
He was just screwing around.
He was just screwing around.
It's just one of those old lines that he would use often.
Yeah.
And his wife thought it was funny.
Everybody
you know, the
did.
Whole bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was just a dude. I'm going to do hookers and blow. What do you think? Now, if I remember correctly, the woman who agreed to perform for $25 in chicken nuggets, if I remember correctly, she's not hideous.
No.
Oh, really?
She had a little scab and, you know.
Well, you would.
22-year-old Alex Dorino.
Show me a hooker without a scab.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just asking. There's no joke there. I want to see a hooker without a scab.
She could be on her way to hideous if she continues her meth filled ways.
Right.
That's what I assume. You're doing an undercover cop for $25 and chicken nuggets.
Right.
But if you got a picture of her up here.
Barry, the oral sex instructor.
And the cop forced the McNuggets on her.
Yeah. She just got a little scab, like you said, right where a hooker usually has one between the eyes.
I didn't know that.
A lot of facts you don't know here in the show.
That's how you can spot
between the eyes.
A $25 hooker.
A scar between, yeah,
scab
between
the
eyes.
And the high-class ones, you know, they have, a lot of them have websites.
Yes.
And then they have lists of gifts they like.
Right.
And I think a lot of them like avocados.
Yes.
Because they prefer to make their own guacamole.
Hooker guacamole.
We love you, hookers. Relax. Just be quiet. Can't find a hooker to shut up.
Right.
We always lament that. They're always talking.
A lot of guys.
That's why we don't hire them
a lot more often if you didn't blab.
Yep.
I'm sure you were all looking
or
forward.
Or pick that scab. Stop picking that. It's going to go away. It'll be pink for a little bit, then it'll color, and the flesh color will come back. Your scab. I'm talking about.
Sure, you are all looking forward to. I know it, at least in this room we are.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Looking forward to the post position draw.
Nope, don't care.
For the Kentucky Derby.
If I'm around the TV.
Oh, when's that happening? Today?
this morning at 11 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah. Around the TV at 5:20 Central. I'll check it out Saturday, but I probably won't.
I'll remember.
Actually, I won't be around TV this week. It's going to be like 75 degrees in our city and beautiful this weekend.
Yeah, I'll remember at 5:15. But
I might not be around.
Remember again at like 5:30.
I don't think I'm going to be in the house. I don't think I'm going to be in the house.
Who won?
Yeah, if you really need to know, you can stream Louisville TV.
Yes,
yeah, because that's always a big deal.
They go 100.
Yeah, they go live to Churchill Downs for the draw.
The 143rd Kentucky Derby takes place this Saturday, and I did hear that there are a couple of horses that are favored.
Yeah, so did I.
Okay, good.
Their names escaped me, but I heard there's one or two that are at the top of the list.
Chicken,
I heard as well.
Chicken Nugget Hookers, 4-1. They should name people that the Deadpool names. Name if you have a new horse, don't know what to name it, look at our Deadpool names. Pick one out.
Holden McGroin coming up the outside.
Hey, you name the horse a horse. You know what? They're a weirder. They can't say no.
Wow. I haven't heard that about a horse.
Tyler's Norm Snead doll is making a run.
There you go. See, that'd be funny. It wouldn't even be dirty. Yeah. They go, what the hell does that mean? Don't ask.
Can the Horse Racing Commission say, no.
Depending how dirty it is, I guess they probably can. But there have been names that are sort of double entendres if you're like us. Like the, you know.
Yeah, but not real blatant.
Not real blatant. That's why Tyler's Norm Snead doll be funny or Chicken Nugget Hooker might work.
Right, no.
I bet you that would work.
I bet you they would turn that down.
Man, I've heard some, maybe not the word hooker. They might turn hooker down.
And out of Lincoln, Nebraska.
We know that place.
We do.
The Blaze, our affiliate, our home there. We love the Blaze.
Where the Minnesota Vikings signed 3 Husker free agents.
Just close drive for them to hit camp?
I guess so.
That's what I figured.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good for them. Hope they make the team.
Absolutely.
Hope they contribute.
Yes. Lancaster County District
Judge. No, you don't, Greg, because he's a Viking. You don't want the Vikings to do anything good. Don't lie.
No, I want
you
them
hate
to make
the Vikings.
No, I want those guys to make the team
and then suck.
Yes.
Okay. That's good. As long as you admit.
I would love for non-drafted players to populate the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay, so it is a backhanded. Good. I wanted to clarify this. I don't want you sucking hometown ass. You went to school in Lincoln.
Yeah, if they were really good, they would have gotten drafted.
Yeah, exactly.
No. I want the Minnesota Vikings populated with non-drafted players.
Okay. Now I finally got to the I want to make sure. I don't want Todd to be so happy over here. Like, you're backing him.
I am.
No, you are.
I want
now,
them
yeah.
to make the
you're
team.
You're backing him with a backhanded compliment, right?
I want them to.
I want all. You want Todd on the team.
I do.
With his, you know, with his mechanical
starting
leg.
Quarterback.
Right. Absolutely.
Todd Brandt.
Many undrafted players make NFL rosters.
Yeah, but not a whole team.
And contribute.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
They do, but if it's your whole team, you're in trouble. Greg wants a bunch of them.
I want them all to be undrafted.
The Packers actually have a long history of undrafted free agents, and I think like their streak is like 1 or 2 have made the team every year for like 10 years or something.
Yes, so. I want the Vikings populated with undrafted players.
Yeah. Division III guys, even.
Oh, yeah.
You want a bunch of them on the team.
Lancaster County District Judge Susan Strong has ruled that the club called Shakers.
I know it.
I don't know that I've ever been.
Yeah.
The nudie bar owes a former employee, Elizabeth Mays, more than $7,500. Mays had a lease agreement with Shakers where she worked from 2012 to 2014. She kept the tips, but Shakers says Mays was neither an independent contractor nor an employee and should not get hourly pay because she benefited from the lease agreement. Now, these are things that are these particular lawsuits are going on all over the country.
Shakers is all new, juice bar, right?
I think so.
Yeah, at one time.
I've been there, but I have no memories. Or at least very fuzzy.
But it sounds like she signed it.
We got a zillion people listening to this program that are there every weekend. So we know the place, yes.
So she signed an end-of-the-season NBA contract.
So now the judge has ruled that she did qualify as an employee under state law and not just an independent contractor.
Give the stripper her due.
These lawsuits are going on all over the
country. I know they are. Because they're
one way or another.
They're ripping off these strippers, from what I can tell, because they know that the strippers have no place to go, so they don't want to pay them anything. Just come on in, treat you like hell.
Yeah.
And then you take home some tips.
I was under the impression that's the way most of those
you should get hourly.
Gentlemen's clubs operate.
Yeah, but they're finally stepping up and unionizing, right?
Yeah, where the women were
sometimes
all independent contractors.
To get they did it that way so they could actually rip these strippers off.
Now, I think the case was
independent contractors is what they call it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the case here, but as an independent contractor, you had to pay the gentleman's club a certain amount just to appear.
I don't know. You know what? Some stripper, it's
you
too early.
You the stage, basically.
Right. Strippers aren't awake, but if you're a retired stripper, you might be awake. Please call, because none of us know. None of us have owned a strip club, or we've all been there. Actually, I knew a guy that owned a strip club. He might know more details, but...
Oh, yeah.
He ain't
that
either.
Guy.
He ain't awake either.
He ain't up either.
And his voice would be too recognizable for a lot of people.
Right. I thought they, basically rented the dance floor.
I don't know. Well, it's your shift. I don't think you rent every hour when you're up there for 10, 15 minutes for,
But they pay you
a fee. I'm going to try to pay you for two Motley Crue songs, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
But I think they have to pay a fee in some
cases. We'll find out.
I know...
Some stripper's going to call.
Whenever I go there, I... make them rent my lap. You can rent the lap for $10. So a $20 lap dance becomes a $10 lap dance because I put that leasing fee on
there. Your lap? All right.
That's nice.
Brilliant.
People pay big money to lease my lap.
Damn right.
Like you got to tell us.
And now, another reason to start drinking before 10 a.m. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.